All Business. All Business Bodybuilding with Joe Binley, Justin Compton, and Dominic Cardone starts now.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to All Business Bodybuilding. My name is Luke. I'm here with Joe, Justin, and Dom. Dom's cheating as usual. And what's going on, guys? Just kidding. Dom, you're good. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Doing good. I'm almost at my house, so I'll have a little bit better reception in about 5 minutes.
You don't sound terrible, which is crazy. I'm surprised at how well you sounded through this whole thing.
Joe,
get the first one in this fuck.
Sorry, I missed that. I guess you didn't get a new phone with the GoFundMe money.
No, I didn't. I was getting ready to make a fan comment too, and you beat me to it.
I don't hear it. I don't hear a fan. Is it there?
there is no fan.
I'm in front of. I'm next to my fan, not my air conditioning unit.
Okay, your head's not in the freezer. You're good.
No.
How you feeling, Joe? You good?
I don't fucking know, to be honest. I've had a roller coaster of emotions this last week.
I'm sure. Hell yeah.
I don't know. I got sick and then I got over it and then things were good and then it's been a very eventful week.
Yeah.
For a multitude of reasons. And then obviously yesterday was the show, which we'll go into.
Absolutely. So we did what I was told, you know, from the competitor in question was that you were much more emotional than she was. I was like, well, I'm sure he is. He's like, you know, he's excited and freaked out and worried at the same time, wants to make sure everything goes good. And the time sucks. 9 hour difference is terrible. Like, you were up all night.
I mean, I didn't sleep Friday night or Saturday night. I was up doing check-ins. It's funny because I know you like mentioned like during on the female podcast. If anyone doesn't know, it's this thing like Beatrice competed, and I obviously took over her prep. Mm-hmm. So it was like, welcome back to coaching. What you could do a worse one to take over than your girlfriend's prep with a one shot chance of getting to the Olympia? Like, no pressure.
Not at all. Nah.
But I was like a wreck. I mean, I told you to call her the human poop factory on the female show.
Yeah, that was great.
Because, like, girls only can't go to the bathroom, and she was, like, I don't know, she, like, on the hour every hour on Wednesday and Thursday, she was going there. But honestly, it came back to bite me in the ass, literally. Because my stomach was such a wreck on Sunday morning. Like, I was almost watching it on the toilet seat.
Your distress got you.
Yeah. My nerves. Well, I was a bag of like nerves. Yeah, I was a fucking mess. Like, this is why prepping people is not a good idea for me.
I know, right?
Way too involved.
Let's just say, if anybody hasn't seen it, she looked absolutely amazing. So I was, I think all of us were thoroughly impressed. So bravo to both of you, because you guys both did a fantastic job.
She can be better. I'd say she was probably like 90%.
Right.
But given the time frames that we had, her feedback from the judges was she could have been a little bit harder.
Okay.
And that really is kind of what they see, but it's false feedback. What she actually needed was another 2 to 3 weeks of dieting, just to get her that a little bit leaner, as opposed to harder, suggesting it was more of a peak. Mm-hmm. Because her upper body was way ahead, and like her abdominals, but she needed another couple of weeks to get harder through the legs and through the glutes. But I really don't care at this point. Like,
yeah.
It was a top three go to the Olympia, and she took second. So we're going to play in Vegas in December.
Sounds good. She was she was posting the pictures after the paella yesterday, and I'm like, I laughed because I was like, that would not be my go-to after coming off of a diet would be paella, but I guess she loves it. So she tore it up. Well,
they're in Spain, dude, and it was like midnight. So it was a case of like, what can you get?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, she was like I think she was a little bit after the show, like, well, what's wrong with you? Because I was, like, completely, like, flat. And I was like, this show's about you and, like, she was with her parents. Like, how often do you get
exactly
your parents to watch a show
yeah
and qualify for the Olympia? I mean, and me and Dom know what it's like to go through a prep and plan to have a, your parents or a parent there and them not to be there on the show day. And it's, like, torture. Like, it's a horrible experience. So I was kind of just, like, bowed out after the show. And we haven't really spoken much, to be honest, just messages. We haven't called. And it was like, you know what, just, like, be present with your family, because that, to me, meant more than anything, was, like, having that, making those moments and having those pictures, like, and living the moment and not being attached to a phone. And that goes out to anyone who's listening. If you're fortunate enough to have your family there, and you're having, like, positive experiences, just leave social media for a couple of hours and just focus on being present, because life is short and you never, don't take people for granted. Like, you'll have those memories forever, so make sure that you capture them and live the moment.
Absolutely. I said something the other day. I was like, everybody needs to stop living moment to moment and start living in the moments, you know, because we'll show moment to moment on social, but we're not there. We're not present. We're not living in that moment. And I think that's exactly what you just said. And I think everybody needs to take that advice.
Yeah. I mean, it was a crazy peak week. I was more on edge because I didn't feel fully in sync and in control.
Right.
Because she changed Airbnbs. Every picture I got seemed to be like, it was different lighting. It was a different place. So
right.
It was just there's a lot of variables. I don't like many variables. I'm sure Justin and Dom can attest when you just like consistency when it's in that final like 3-4 days. It's just so you can keep like the same, at least like the same lighting or the same like place you take in the pictures. And, you know, and her body was just like, I think she learned, I mean, you'll speak to her on the female podcast. I think she learned the importance of having those check-ins regular. And, like, when I'm talking about a bikini girl, so, like, when you've got a guy who's 220 pounds plus 250 pounds, like, she saw her body changing every, like, hour and a half we were doing a check-in, and, like, if we were late by 30 or 40 minutes, she would see, she's like, I flattened a little. I'm like, yeah, you have, because we're, you know, we need to play catch-up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, that's when a bikini girl, so if you're looking for a coach, and your coach is giving you a cookie cutter plan, and you don't have, like, I've been around Justin, and I've been around Dom a lot when it's been peak week, and they're on their guys like every 45 minutes, every hour and a half. And your coach really needs to be when it comes to like that last 36, 48 hours, especially, which I'll let the guys interject on that, because I don't know how people do it when they've got like, Justin, actually, haven't you got like 10 clients at Nationals? Now we're talking about it. I don't know how you're going to manage that one, dude.
You there? Justin? He's muted. Did you mute yourself? Dom.
Yo.
Pick it up.
All right. I'm unmuted, but Dom, you can go if you want. I didn't realize I had it muted. I just
podcast. It's a one-man show.
No, right. I was listening to you. I just walked in my house. My parents was here, so I said hello to them, and I put you guys on mute. But yeah, I have about 10 people, maybe a little more. Oh, I'm losing track now. But I remember when I turned pro at Nationals, Thackeray was coaching me then. And I think he had 13 at that show. And he told me he was averaging like 3 hours sleep the last 3 days because of that. So I'm prepared to embrace that as well, unfortunately. I mean, I say unfortunately, but it's really not a bad thing. I mean, I'm blessed to be able to have 10 people in one contest.
Yeah. You going to find that
and realistically,
caffeine again?
Do what?
You going to find that injectable caffeine again?
That would help. That would certainly help.
I actually
find me an infusion clinic.
Yeah, I actually found that at a clinic near me. I can't have any stimulants right now still, but I thought about you, Justin, the other day when I seen it on the menu. I was tempted.
You should try it. You should try it.
Yeah, I want to, but I'm going almost a month of no caffeine or anything. So I'm just trying to ride it out, you know, before I do anything like that, especially IV caffeine.
Probably not as bad, though. I mean, because it's not really affecting the gut, right? Or am I retarded.
Well, I'm trying to like keep my adrenals as reset. Yeah. I've been trying to regulate my sleep more and no stimulants, anything like that. Start out solid foods a couple of days ago. So I feel great without it. So I'm like, why do I need it, you know, if I feel good without it, you know?
What did you guys think about the show overall? Like, let's get some feedback on like men's bodybuilding. Like, what did you guys think? There was a lot of controversy in some of the videos. Like, I think, you know, like Nick Strength and Power did one where he was kind of like, you know, talking smack on the like the top three, top four competitors. And I think RX Muscle was pushing back a little. They were trying to get.
Actually, I've not seen anything. So you can tell us, or maybe don't. I've not seen any kickback. So that surprises me.
Nobody seemed surprised that James won. But I think the round out of like second, third, fourth was where all the drama was, because a lot of people were saying that Regan should have placed higher because he looked way better than Lucas. And, you know, it's just that kind of seems to be like the back and forth. And then I think fourth place was Samson, right?
Samson was fifth, wasn't he? Regan was fourth.
Okay. Regan was fourth. Okay. Well, they a lot of people were saying they wanted Regan to be in second behind James because they didn't feel like they felt like he looked the best. A lot of people were saying that they thought Regan should have won the show.
Well, it sounds like you've got a lot of Reagan fans. That's what you
absolutely from the fans. but the like people who were doing like the videos, like Dave on RX Muscle, you know, Nick on Nick Strength and Power, they all kind of agreed that James won the show. But there's a lot of argument about that 2, 3, and 4 positions. Everybody felt Reagan should have been second, and then should have been who was the next one?
Raphael,
and then it should have been Lucas. They didn't feel like, you know. So it was just more about that 2 through 4 position was what a lot of the drama was about. And I'll be honest. I mean, I saw a lot of the pictures and some of the posing routines. And I mean, it's hard to argue that, especially with how Reagan's midsection looked. And, you know, I mean, he was real super tight. His abs were popping. I mean, and the other guys weren't quite in that good a condition. So I don't know.
You're comparing two different structures when you talk about Lucas and Reagan. So, you know, I mean, if you're going for aesthetics, Reagan's going to smoke everybody. But, you know, when you look at, like, the density and stuff and the conditioning of Lucas, his detail, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, he's knocked many a good bodybuilder out with that. So it's not, like, a new thing. Yeah. I don't know, guys. What do you guys think? I mean, obviously, I do want to say, like, separate, like, massive congratulations to James.
Absolutely.
We're all fanboys. We love him. And he's going to be our first ever guest on All Business Bodybuilding next week. So if you've got any questions for James, guys, get them over. We've been talking about bringing guests on, and actually we arranged it before the show regardless of placing, and what a great like
turnout.
Yeah, is they actually won the show, so our first one's going to be with an Olympia qualified athlete, and we have lined another one up as well for the week after, who was also competing at the Olympia, so we'll reveal that one later.
Awesome. What did you guys think?
I was pretty, you know, I was pretty happy with the results. James definitely, in my eyes, won. I'm also very, very happy for him, as Joe. I'm just going to reiterate what Joe just said. You know, I'm a big fan of James, bodybuilder, and as a person, I've had, you know, pretty good conversations with him too. I've never got to meet him. I would love to meet him today. But that is a true bodybuilder, you know, inside out. Then you have in second, we had, you know, Lucas. I personally had Raphael over Lucas. That's just me. You know, that's just because I like Rob, you know, shape better, structure better. Both were in excellent condition. Yeah, Lucas edged him out in the back, but I still, just me personally, Raph, just because he just stood out more to me, you know, most shots. He's a shape guy. His shape and proportions are excellent. You know, in fourth, you had Regan. I have to be honest, I like Regan, but he doesn't do it for me. I don't know what it is. I mean, I felt he could have definitely been harder for sure. He has a lot of missing holes in a lot of shots, like his front double bicep.
But there's something that's just a little off with the front, right? It's not just his balance just looks off.
Exactly what I was going into, Joe. So like his front double bicep, like I'm just going through pictures now just to have a refresher, like his front double bicep, something, there's like a lot of holes or something. I don't know. It's just not flowing the same. Even his most muscular, I mean, there's something off here and I can't figure out what it is. And, you know, he was looking like he was going to come in a lot harder. Obviously they missed the peak by a bit. Not saying he looked bad, but you know, for me, he just doesn't, I don't know. I couldn't really be a fan of this package that he brought to this show. So I guess we're going to see if he improves, you know, going forward or not, what else he's going to do. Regan is one of those hit or miss guys, not a knock on him. You know, he may just have a tough body to deal with, but he either really hits it dead on or he comes off and it just, you can't really compute what's going on, like with those front shots like Joe's saying. So it's a tough one to figure out. And then, you know, with Samson, I'm a big fan of Samson's physique. Also seems to have very good character. I seen an interview with, at least a clip of an interview with him and James. Good energy. I really like his shape. I think he's going to be a great, great, great competitor in the future with the clean lines that he has. Great structure. So he just needs to add the size on and, of course, improve the back. But overall,
I think he deserves a big, like, pat on the back this time because he always gets a knock on his conditioning. And he was pretty goddamn good. He was the best I've ever seen because I watched him as an amateur in the UK for years as well. Like, he was always soft but had a wonderful structure. And he came in pretty hard to this show. So, like, I love it when, like, people get it and they actually diet harder, you know, like, to get that little bit of extra crispness. And he definitely delivered this time.
Yeah, he definitely delivered this time, that's for sure, because his condition, excellent. He just needs to fill in the holes, you know, fill out a bit more, you know, improve that backside mainly. And I see Samson as, you know, if he continues to progress and level up his condition time and fill in those gaps, then he can be a very, very good, you know, Olympian one day, you know, given his genetics allow him to pack on the tissue he needs, which I believe it is going, he has the in his frame.
What do you think, Justin?
So, I think, you know, James, I don't think anyone's going to argue that I think James should have won the show, and he did. That was the best that I think we've seen him. But that being said, I think he can still be just a tad bit sharper, and I think he knows that too. And hopefully that, you know, him and Patrick, obviously this was their first show together, so I think they probably have made good notes to that, if I had to guess, and they'll ask him next week. But I pretty much already know that. So, after first place, though, I have to say that I probably would have had Raphael in second, and I probably would have put Reagan in third, and I probably would have dropped Lucas to fourth, just simply because, I mean, you know, Lucas, like Joe said, Lucas has beaten a lot of people because he knows how to come in shape. He's probably one of the hardest guys in the IFBB, if I had to say, if not the hardest. But, I mean, from a structural standpoint, that's the only thing I have to knock on the guy with. Now, Samson wasn't in that top four call out, but I think if he was in the call out and he actually, you could see them standing side by side, I might have to change my opinion and say that he belonged higher than fifth. But as of right now, just looking at the top four, I can't really justify saying that.
There was a couple of videos that I saw where it was Lucas, Raphael, Regan, and Samson. They didn't compare him up there with James, but I saw a couple of videos where they had those four on stage, like as if they were rounding out the two through, you know, second through fifth. So they get compared to those other three guys, but I don't think I ever saw him get compared just to James. You know, like with
I didn't see Samson. I didn't see the photos of Samson up there with the other guys.
Yeah, there were a couple of videos that they showed him. He was like on the left, and then it was Regan next to him. And then Lucas and then Raphael on the other side. So I saw a couple of those. I tried to find as much as I possibly could because I obviously didn't watch the live stream. But it was hard. I mean, I kind of think they were all so close to each other. It could have gone any direction, in my opinion. The only one that I picked out personally was I kind of felt the same way you felt about Lucas, is that he was super hard, but that structurally he just didn't stack up against the other guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm gonna like cross this back over because, like, in Europe, they definitely like people harder,
right?
You know, and like even when you look at all the classes, I mean, I'll take that back to bikini because the girls, like, I'll mention Phoebe here because Phoebe got fourth place. She used to be with AD. She's a lovely girl, and she got fourth. And if she was competing in America, she would have been in the top three, but. In Europe, like they reward like that extra bit of you know, they've used a little bit of extra supplements, and they're a lot harder, and they don't really care if the face is hard. And it kind of goes through all the bodybuilding. It's like, if you've got someone with the structure who's a little bit off, but they're a bit nasty and like grainy hard, I always used to compare it to like NABBA and the IFBB, where NABBA would like, don't really care, didn't seem to care too much about structure. It was always about who's the most nasty and gnarly. They would reward that. And I kind of feel it's still like that in mainland Europe compared to the States.
What do you think about, like, I didn't see any pictures or comparisons of like 212. What were your thoughts there, Joe? Did you watch the 212 division in total?
Yes. I did. And I was quite despondent, like, because Jamie didn't really get any calls. He was left back. I mean, he openly knows that his peak was off. I'm not really going to elaborate on that, but he was way too flat. Like, right. He sent me pictures on Saturday night, and I knew he was in trouble. I obviously didn't convey that to him, because at that point, you don't get involved. I mean, he works with Chris Aceto, and they've worked together before, so I was surprised that he was that flat, because I thought they would have figured that one out. But I don't know. He'll come again. There wasn't that many competitors in there, in the lineup. I think there was maybe seven or eight. I don't see anyone going from that show and doing much at the Olympia, to be honest. I think the 212 in Chicago is going to be a really, really good show for the 212 class, which I know we're going to touch on shortly.
Yep.
So we'll do good at the Olympia?
You just came out from underwater. Say that again.
Can you guys hear me fine right now?
No, nope.
Yeah, you can, but you keep disappearing and coming back.
You sound like you're fishing.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. What about now?
Now you're good.
That's it. There we go. Yeah.
Okay. So now that I'm home, I don't know why I still have my AirPods on, but so you don't think that Angel will do good?
You're breaking up, dude.
Hang on. Hold on. Okay. Sorry about that. And these fucking AirPods are still trying to pick up, even though they're not in my ears. What did you say?
I didn't even hear what you said.
So you don't think that Angel will do good at the Olympia? Because you said you didn't see anyone from the 212s making an impact.
I don't see him being in that top 3, 4, 5. No. I think that the 212s are already there. Are probably too strong for him.
Honestly, I think I could see him, just simply because I watched him last year in Romania. So I don't think he needed this show to be at the Olympia, if I'm not mistaken. He didn't need that win. Okay. Yeah, because he did Romania, and he won that one, so he should have already been qualified. But, I mean, hey, maybe the dude just loves to be on stage. Nothing wrong with that. But I think last year at the Olympia, I think they gave him 6th, and I personally thought he could have arguably been a little higher. And I don't know, man, because I seen him in person, and he's very freaky in person. Like, for a 212, he's extremely freaky, and he comes in shape too. I can't really speak because I didn't see a whole lot of pictures from Spain, but like I said, Romania last year, I was highly impressed with how he looked. I think the guy could be a top 5 guy.
We'll see. What do you think to him structurally?
Structurally, no, but the thing is, like, I know there's going to be guys with a better structure than him, but if memory serves me on this, we haven't really seen the 212 guys hit the peak this past couple of years, aside from Flex.
Yeah.
Well, Kamal did,
but like the thing about Kamal is, yeah, he did, but like he doesn't really have that freak factor though. So I mean, don't get
realistically, Angel could be in the top 5 in first call out.
You went in a submarine again. I think your
AirPods. 6 is what he got last year.
So funny.
I think we need to invest in some new recording software.
Yes, we do. I think so.
This is getting quite tragic. Every week we've got an issue.
Something going on, yeah. Don't worry. I will sort it out. Are you there?
Can you guys hear me better now?
Yeah. I think you're what you call it's connected, your AirPods connected.
Oh, I made sure I just turned off my Bluetooth completely, so it's good.
Okay, cool. Now you sound fine.
They won't kick that on anymore.
Yeah, now you sound fine.
I never used the AirPods, but when we started the show, I was driving at the time. So I left them on just temporary and I forgot to take them off. And then for some reason I take them out and my phone just wants to go back to them when they're not in my ear. It's like they pick up whenever they're not supposed to pick up.
Oh yeah. Bluetooth can be a pain in the ass. I remember having conversations with Joe and it would connect to my car and he would
be talking to Luke and he's in an empty car.
I'm in the house and my phone's still connected to the friggin' Bluetooth in the car. And I'm like, there was a couple times where that was that turned spicy.
Yeah, I lost my shit a couple of times. Yes. On that.
For sure. Yep. I've since figured that out. So, what do you guys think? Let's want to roll over to Chicago and we'll go over the competitors list.
Yeah, you'll have to go over it with me because
you're good.
And too. Dom got a little head start on us on that one.
Dom's got his top three for every class like written
he
out.
Does already. Yeah. Right.
No, I didn't go that deep. As soon as you said,
okay, Luke, do you want to read out the competitors for the? We'll start with the men's open. Who's in it?
Yeah, so we got 22 people in the men's open, which I think is more than a lot of us expected. So we got Eddie Bracamontes, we got Camilo Diaz, Chris Didomenico, not 100% sure who that is. Phil Klahar, Mohammed El Imam, Stephen Frazier, Johnny Jackson, Noir Kabi, Kyle Kirvog, Anwin, Bola Oyex, Jasu Placentiera, Eric Ramirez.
Luke, you're going to be casting me for asking this question.
Justin Rodriguez, Joe Seaman, Mohammed Shaban, Sean Smith, Derek Morgan, Josh Wade, Nick Walker, Akeem Williams, and Keith Williams. So quite a few.
Oh, wow. Keith Williams is still kicking around.
22 people that in a show that, you know, we weren't expecting too many people to be in. And damn, that was that's a extensive list with some good people. I mean, there's some good guys in there.
You've got to think that an in-shape Akeem was going to be hard to beat with Justin Rodriguez. You've got to think that. For me, those would be one and two.
Absolutely. Yep. And we also got the wild card of On Win. I mean, he seems to be pretty good, too.
He'll come in tighter, and he's already about qualified for the Olympia on points. So he'll be going to the Olympia because he'll definitely pick points up here. And yeah, I would pick, he's going to be like right there with top three. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see where Nick Walker comes out because I know he's expecting to go there and win. I think that he might get beat by Arnwin.
All right. You never know. What do you guys think?
So I didn't cheat pre on this, but I did decide I'll pull this up while we're talking about it since I'm sitting down right now, just so I have everything in front of me. Otherwise, I'm not going to remember names. I have attention span of like a fucking squirrel or something. So I'm going to call it Justin Rodriguez winning the show. And after that, I mean, I've got, you know, two or three guys here that I'm going to say are going to have to battle it out. Nick, I think, will be in the mix. He'll be in the top five, you know, potentially top three here. Then I think Akeem, I actually think Akeem is like the wild card, depending on what he brings to this show, because we've known his conditioning has been really, really good, and it's been not quite so good at other times.
Right.
So if Akeem is, like, the year that he won Tampa – if he can bring that again, I think Akeem will slide into second here, and he might even challenge Justin for first if he's on point, 100%. I would probably call Nick after that, being in third. Fourth, you know, I think On Nguyen could possibly get that one. And then fifth, I think they're probably going to pull a bullshit deal and probably give Johnny Jackson another gift.
Okay.
I mean, Johnny claimed he was retiring in like 2017 and he went to the Arnold South Africa, and quite honestly, Michael Lockett, in my opinion, blew him completely off the stage. Yeah. And they fucking gave it to Johnny. I mean, I've always been a big fan of Johnny, but like, I'll still call bullshit when I see it.
Of course. Yeah. I think the biggest thing with Johnny is after what he went through, because I mean, I don't know if everybody, I'm sure we all know that he went through like a battle with cancer. And I think with after that, he was kind of reinvigorated to compete again, just to kind of keep himself going. So, yeah.
Johnny had cancer.
Yeah, Johnny O. Jackson. Yeah.
Yep. What kind of?
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, he. I got to look it up to be 100% sure. I don't want to speak tongue in cheek of what kind, but I'm pretty sure that it might have been like a lung cancer, but I'm not 100% sure. I got to look up which kind. But yeah, 2 years ago he came out. That was one of the reasons prior to his official retirement.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Oh wow.
Yeah, I so where are you at on Dom? You've had a look at the list. Where do you see it? But I'm pretty much in agreement with Justin, to be honest.
But so I'm pretty much on the same page as Justin, as usual. Justin Rodriguez, I have him in first. I also have him in first because I've been seeing a bit more sneak peeks, I guess you want to say, being in AJ's camp. And Justin, when he stands next to other people, he really shines. Small waist, very wide shoulders. His legs have come up in the past. His conditioning has been an issue, with aside from his recent showings, which he looked excellent. However, he is now in shape that nobody has ever seen before. I mean, I'm even like taken back over the level of condition he's in right now. He looks about double the size as he was at the New York Pro, I believe. So definitely have Justin in first. I know he's going to come in on point. He's actually staying with AJ, training with him too. I have no doubts about Justin. Plus, it's time too. They give him his take after paying his dues, sure, if we want to put it that way. In the running for first, this is Justin said, Akeem. But here's the thing with Akeem. I love Akeem to death. I know him really well. Trained him quite a bit when I got back to the gym last August. Akeem usually gets his stride after two or three shows. He has very hard time usually getting that grainy hard conditioning, but from recent pictures, it seems as if he may be quite there already. I know the Olympia was his best showing. He was 16 pounds over the New York Pro last year and in better conditioning. So I think if Akeem comes in damn near 100% this show, he'll give Justin a run for his money. And that's if Akeem comes in fully dry, because Justin is going to be very hard to beat condition-wise and shape-wise. On third place or fourth, definitely going to probably go with Nick Walker. Again, I've said it in the past, he looks freaky on his own, but when he stands next to other guys, he doesn't shine. I mean, I've watched him lose the overall at the USA's last year to Merkel. And even in that lineup, that super heavy lineup, Nick dwarf anybody. Never seen it. He didn't steal the North American either. Standing next to Nate Spear and Al Bundy. Oh God.
He's in trouble if Al Bundy's close to him on call out.
big bad Bundy on Instagram. I forgot his real name. He's actually a great bodybuilder, and it is not Al Bundy.
I know who he is. But is
he? Lost my thought there. So anyway, standing next to other people, Nick has very big bones. It's very hard for him to stand out. Yes, alone, he's a freak. He's huge. But when you're standing next to other people, that is when he gets exposed. And I have a feeling there's going to be maybe some other some sneaky people who will expose him, but he'll definitely be in the top five mix, I think, if he can hold his own. In fourth or fifth place, I'm going to go ahead and say, I mean, there's quite a few guys in here. And Onwin.
Yeah, that's why you just mentioned about the shape and people get exposing and the small joints and structure. Like, that's where Onwin really makes up. He's got a tiny waist and like his structure's phenomenal. Like he's just never got really in shape, but he was in pretty good condition for California. And I would logic would tell you that he should be better again here.
Yeah, I agree 100% with that. You know, so Onwin could be in the mix here. Oh, his last showing was pretty good. Hopefully he'll be better. I mean, that's from the standout names. I mean, you know what? I got to throw him out there, Josh Wade. Maybe just because I'm a fan of Josh Wade as a person. He has consistently showed up in shape and improved. They may sneak him into a fifth spot because he's fucking hard and he's thick. So I know that sounds like a crazy pick, but, you know,
it really isn't, Dom, because, I mean, last year he was top five in nearly every show, wasn't he? Like he had a really good run for 2 years, and he's always like granite. So
yeah, Josh,
I agree. Josh could definitely be in the mix. I mean, quite frankly, I would pick him over Johnny.
Yeah, 100%. I have to agree there. So, Joe, I was trying to
think that the judges will follow that same opinion, though.
Well, they may or they may not. I mean, he's been showing up consistent for – that's the thing. You have Johnny who being who Johnny is, and then Josh who Joe just said. I was trying to come up with example shows where he plays well, and he was pretty much in that top five, especially all last year, and holding his own. So I'm pretty impressed, and I know he'll be 100% this show.
Well, he was at the Olympia, was it 2018 as well? He had pro wins, so he's done it before.
Yeah, he's got the momentum behind him, and he shows up consistent. So that in my eyes is what's important. So those are my picks. You know, obviously change dramatically. Who the hell knows what they're looking for? Should be a pretty decent show overall. You know, I honestly have to say I would have expected it to be a lot deeper though. Not knocking anybody who's in issue.
You just went
the other day.
Quality of the
you know. We you don't have shows all year. Olympia's in December. You would think everybody's coming out of the woodworks to either secure a spot, secure a quick win, maybe get a quick check. But people seem to, you know, nobody really seemed to jump into the show now. Besides,
no, I feel you for sure. So the what about 212?
I'm excited. Steve Carr and Keon Pearson, those two, wow. Like, very excited for that.
Definitely. And
well, don't forget about Jason Lowe. Jason was second at the New York Pro or Tampa Pro, whichever fucking Tampa Pro it was. But
it was Jason, the New York like, Tampa actually, Pro.
Yeah, Jason kind of shocked me on that one whenever he was with I can't think of the guy. Why do I always draw a mind blank on it? Bo Lewis.
Yeah.
When he got second to Bo, I was rather shocked because Jason made some great, great improvements. The thing about Jason is he's a little taller than some of these other guys. And I think with that being said, his structure may just having a bigger structure gives him a little bit of an advantage. But that being said, a lot of people are probably not paying attention to Austin Carr. Joe, I think you called him Steve. I think Steve's his dad, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah. Steve was his dad.
Yeah, Austin's got really good lines.
Yeah.
And he's also.
Oh, I thought he's got Stone Cold Steve Austin in my mind.
I think he's got really good lines. He's also one of those guys that's a little bit bigger as a 212. Not necessarily like just height wise, but he seems to have a bigger stature and still makes the 212. And I think that could potentially give him a little bit of an edge over Keon because Keon can't be more than like 5'2 or 5'3. And, you know, it's hard to, you know, when someone it's like Arnold and Franco, for example. Arnold beat him, but look at the size difference between the two. Keon, though, I mean, obviously, I probably would root for him because I love his structure. I think it's amazing. I'm going to be really curious to see how he stacks up against guys that's probably 20 pounds heavier than him right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that being said, Sean Clarito, you know, was impressive as hell at the Olympia, and he was probably out-muscled by like 35 or 40 pounds in some cases.
Oh, yeah.
So Keon would be the guy who I think is going to be the wild card in this. I'm probably going to call it Keon and Austin for one and two, and then Jason in third.
Yeah. Sounds about right. A little battle for one and two.
I don't think that's going to be a clear cut. I mean, based on a prediction-wise, now – obviously, anything can happen over the next 6 days, and someone could really fuck it up if they don't do it right. But, you know, in a perfect world, I don't think that that's going to be a clear-cut winner. I think they're going to have to really battle that one out.
Right.
I think I saw something, and they said that Keon was hovering around 200 pounds, which he's put on, like, 25 pounds since his last classic.
Wow.
So he's not going to be, like, completely out-muscled.
Yeah,
but, I mean, I don't know. I haven't talked to Dorian about this. I don't get involved in other people's preps because it's not my business. I got my own business to worry about and enough of it. But 25 pounds on a small frame like that, you got to question, is he actually going to be 25 pounds of muscle? Because 25 pounds of muscle on a 5'3 frame, that's like someone like me or Dom adding like 40 pounds of muscle in a year.
Oh, you're going from a guy who was natural to being assisted. So who knows?
Yeah, I'm not buying 100% that he was natural though. He might have been, but I have to question.
Keon?
Do what?
Who, Keon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not natural anymore.
Well, no, that's what we're just saying, Dom. He's put on 25 pounds, and that's what it's attested to.
I think he claimed in 2018 or maybe it was 2019 that he was still natural, and I didn't buy it then. But, I mean, if he was, then, yeah, maybe he put on 25 pounds, but still that's a far stretch. I mean, even if the guy puts on 10 to 12 pounds, it's going to make a huge impact.
Big difference over the last show for sure.
Yeah, so I said he would be the wild card that if he dials it in 100%, even with 10 to 15 pounds, I mean, minus the 25 thing, with 15 pounds, he could be very hard to beat.
Yeah, as I say, I'm just excited. Like, this is the class that I'm looking forward to the most, just for that factor. I mean, Austin, Carr, and
are either one of you guys going to it?
No.
No.
No. I've considered it. It's about a 5-hour drive for me, and Georgia's not assholes about their mask, so I'm considering it.
I was going to go, but I'm going to have to fly to Florida.
I didn't realize they're having it in Atlanta. Yeah. I'm like, what is he talking about? And then I just realized it says
Atlanta. He's got a new sports car.
Yeah, right.
There you go. Just set a land speed record.
Like, holy shit, what is he doing? He's putting that.
I'm gonna make it from Jacksonville to Chicago in 5 hours.
Holy shit. Exactly. That's crazy. Okay. Yeah, it's not too far away, actually. But that's definitely for me too. Like, I'm seconding what Joe said. I'm like, Keon and Austin, it's going to be fun to watch those two guys. Cause I mean, Austin is, he's got a great shape. He's, hard as nails most of the time. So it's going to be a good battle to see those two. Very different though. Like, he's like that smaller, more compact, muscular frame. And then Keon is more the,
I just think it sucks that one of them is not going to be at the Olympia. Cause I think if they were both at the Olympia, that they both have the potential to be in the top six.
Absolutely.
I agree, especially with the way Austin's looking now. I mean, I've never seen. I mean, he's always looked great, but he's never looked the way he looked now.
I genuinely want to see him win. Just like, again, he's got the physique to back it up, but also like him from a personality perspective.
Hell yeah,
So I'm going to be pulling for him to win. Although Keon could be the guy that could upset him.
It's going to be an exciting one, and we'll get the breakdown. I'm sure James will be watching the show as well, because he wants to see who's joining him at the Olympia. So we'll get his input on the show as well next week. So, yeah, it should be good.
Yep, for sure. Well, I think we're good, guys. I think we covered everything we needed to cover, and a little bit shorter one this week, around 45, 50 minutes. But next week, I'm sure we'll go a little bit longer when we have games on here. So anybody got anything to close out with?
No, looking for a week. Let's definitely get some questions for James so we can all go over.
Yep.
We'll
talk about that and make sure we have a good round of questions for James. So
I'm gonna have two Englishmen on the show, so like, you can't bitch at me for my accent.
That's gonna be difficult. Is James' accent really thick like yours, Joe? Or is
James is from London. He's from the south, okay. So he actually sounds like more articulate, I guess. I've got the northern accent.
Gotcha. Okay. Joe's from the boonies. All right, guys. Yeah. Until next week. Later.
All right, guys.
Thanks. All right. Have a good one. Bye.
Do you think you have what it takes to be part of the most elite team out there? If you've got the AD gene, then visit farm.projectad.me and apply now.